We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Brothers and sisters, we are here today to put to rest the Miami Heat 2020-2021 season. I would like to say that this Heat season lived a good life, but they did not. They lived a sad, pathetic, inconsistent existence. After reaching the highest of the highs in 2020, in the bubble. Y'all see what I did there with the bubble? In the bubble. We have reached the lowest of the lows. One of the, if not the most embarrassing performance by a Miami Heat team in the history of this franchise. My brothers and sisters, I'm here with you today to say we did go quietly into that good night. We did embarrass ourselves. Our franchise player did score 2 points in the second half after scoring 4 points in the second half on Thursday. Brothers and sisters, we can say we told you so. We can say don't get fooled. But we all did it. We all bought in. We all bought in to Tyler Herro on the Heat bench and the role players performing well to end the regular season. We bought in. We bought in to Trevor Ariza. We bought in to Tyler Herro. We bought into the nine-man rotation that featured Mr. Dedmon. We bought in, and we said that this team could make some noise in the playoffs. Brothers and sisters, we were fooled. As a great Frankie Garcia once said, that Maya Angelou once said, when they show you who they are, believe them. I don't know who to attribute that quote to anymore, but brothers and sisters, here today, That quote has never been more true. The Bucks left last offseason with a mission. Let's improve the team around Giannis, because the Heat have decided to figure out that if you shut down Giannis, you shut down our squad. The Heat left the last postseason with the determination to run it back, deciding that Goran Dragic was going to somehow continue to stay healthy and be healthier than ever, just without having a three-month layoff in the shortest offseason in the history of the NBA. They decided that Tyler Herro was going to take a leap. that Bam Adebayo's offensive game was going to reach Kevin Garnett levels. They decided to run it back. And brothers and sisters, they failed. Brass, I'm going to ask you one more last time in this Miami Heat season. This pathetic, this miserable, this inconsistent, this depressing Miami Heat season. For the last time, to bring me out. Well, brothers and sisters, I know Brother Brass, Sister Tiff, Sister Siobhan, I know we have some takes and I know we have some things we want to say about this Heat season, but I would like a moment of silence for the 2020-2021 Miami Heat. Can we all bow our heads, please?
Island vibes. What's up, baby? Coming to you live from La Playa.
What the fuck, Moose?
Yo, I'm ready for vacation, all right? Let's go. I'm just saying, listen, I'm ready to get that suntan, you know. Miami Heat been working me way too hard, okay? I'm taking my profits, I'm taking my $65, and I'm going to Tahiti, all right? Or at least Hialeah, whatever I can afford. But we doing it one time for the off season, drip drop.
You know what?
Jesus.
You know what? My man got a point, man. My man got a point. My man got a point. Drip drop. It's still the weekend. We still drinking. It's brunch with Miami Heat beat. Hangover time. Fuck it. What we do on this show? Moose, thank you for bringing me out of my funk.
Come on. We're here to drink. We're here to celebrate. It's been a long year. We did it together.
It has. Listen, and mercifully, damn near thankfully, it's over.
Almost.
God, I mean, they were up at halftime, and I was like, "Look at these sorry motherfuckers." Let me stop. Fuck it. Look at these sorry motherfuckers. They just gonna disappoint the fuck out of us in this third quarter, and everyone's getting their hopes up. What, for a 5-game series, go back to Milwaukee and have these fucking rednecks talk trash? Fuck it. Let's go.
Get Bruce, cheese thrown at us.
I said Bruce. Bruce. Hit us one more time, please.
Bruce. Gotta hit Bruce one time with a drip drop.
I need the joint drip drop now. Who got the joint name?
The Bruce Moose.
The Bruce Moose. I wanted to make a margarita, but I don't have. So I just cut up a little pineapple and I threw it in my whiskey here. Let's go.
Wait, are you telling us what you're drinking?
Bougie on a budget.
Oh, let's do it.
We have a segment for that.
Yeah, I forgot.
We're starting on when everybody is drinking, brought to you by our friends Harry Blues Gin, Miami Distillery. Best gin in the world. Pick it up at your local Total Wine and Spirits. They have end caps. They have all kinds of displays. Pick that stuff up. Look how happy Moose is off that Harry Blues gin.
Hey, it's the only thing that got me through my day.
Let's go, baby. Blues. Because listen, we had the blues watching this fucking Heat team go out sad as shit. And listen, we'll get into this season. What went wrong? What went right? Not a lot. In a minute, but let's find out what everybody's drinking first. Moose, what are you drinking? What are you imbibing on? How are you enjoying this miserable, miserable Saturday?
So, like I said, I made a tropical whiskey and ginger ale. That is whiskey with my monkey shoulder, as always. You know I love it. And then I just threw in some pineapple in there. But it is a drip drop Saturday, by the way. So getting me through the day, one time for the Harry Blues. Drip drop.
Love it.
Who said it was one of those?
That's a miserable Saturday.
Y'all just be throwing drip drops on people. When we say that?
He's been doing it all fucking year.
Right?
When we say that?
You don't even know.
No warning.
If you guys ask, it's a drip drop day.
Ty Miami Heat says we have a 7-footer sitting on the bench. Listen, if you're out here screaming for Yurt 7, we
listen. Hashtag free Yurt 7, man. Yeah. He's this year's that. KZ. Like you just fucking wait, next, people. Yeah. We're gonna
woke
free him next
out
year.
His sleep for no reason too.
That's right.
Yeah, this man was over here minding his own business, looking like Real Mantro.
We got the all Tire Kingdom lineup.
That man tried to sell me break service. Tiffany, what are you drinking today?
Whew. Feeling real good, y'all. Feeling real good.
Yes, Tiff.
That's right. I got the Corona right here because I'm with Moose. It's a party. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. I got a little tequila sunrise right here.
Oh, shit. Double fisted. Guess what?
Just because they ass went down, sun's still up for me.
Listen. We got the rest of the day. It's only 4:00.
I'm talking about.
Yes,
we got the rest of the day. It's a beautiful day down here in Miami. I think they were ready to get out there to the beach as well. Brass.
I made a Singapore sling using some delicious Harry Blues gin.
There you go.
Perfect.
Very tropical. I just want to go to another country, basically. Also sling because like the end of the season, like I gotta like Bam, is he gonna be in a sling after this? Because I mean Bam was good tonight, somewhat. He showed more sparks tonight than he did this series because he was playing offensively just so fucking cowardly this series. Now I'm not putting this all on Bam, but like
hey, you can put
I'm expecting his arm to be in a sling or something.
Brass, so, I'm with you. Take a page of LeBron's playbook, show up in a full sling, full
right?
Pass.
Yep. And do like your interview like this.
Yeah, right. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, be like, you know, I got to have surgery tomorrow.
But you got to put your arm to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
What y'all said? What you, what?
I can hear you. I got you on my Apple Watch. Say it again.
I was trying to shoot it with this.
Right.
I got a claw. Shoulders.
Siobhan, what are you drinking today? It's very hard for me.
Well, I got some tequila on the way. But in the meantime, and until that gets here, we're going to finish this bottle of Kendall's Sauvignon one time. But yeah, I got some tequila.
One time.
All right. So the chat is alerting us to a tweet.
Oh, Mo? I already responded.
Oh, this bump. What?
Listen,
Frankie responded.
What happened?
Wait, what?
You got it, Brass? Yeah. I was trying to get him. Listen, you bum ass nigga.
Exactly.
First of all, you bum motherfucker. Don't you over here, you ruined our fucking offseason with your bum fucking ass. I hear tweet talk. Fuck
oh,
you,
Markland.
You fucking bum.
He just tweeted that?
20 minutes ago.
Listen, I wasn't going to rant today, but I'm going to rant on this bum-ass nigga Mo Harkless. You had every fucking opportunity in the world. Hit a fucking shot. Get a rebound. Get a stat, you bum bitch. Don't
go run inside the motherfucking line.
With your fucking Twitter fingers. Shit. You bum bitch.
Get him.
You sorry motherfucker. Out here talking shit from home, bitch.
Get him.
From home. You went and had a looter in a riot on some sorry ass fucking team. You scored 8 points a game. Nigga, I'm supposed to be fucking impressed. You
get
fucking
him. Get bum, him.
Oh,
bum.
Horny looking motherfucker. You,
get him.
You had more fouls than points. You silly son bitch. You fucking running around the fucking score tape.
Short ass braids.
Get him.
All them short ass, tight ass braids.
Don't even connect in the front.
Oh, skinny neck, sinewy bitch. Don't you ever again get on Twitter talking that shit. We will light your sorry ass up.
Graham cracker face looking ass.
Oh, fuck.
Low ass headband.
Bring me out. Fuck that.
One time for the real talk.
Drip drop.
Man, even the fucking Heat couldn't get my pressure up, but that bum motherfucking Mo Harkless talking shit, you gonna get my pressure up, you sorry ass. Went to the fucking Kings and got a couple dunks. Right. I want to talk shit. Bitch, you couldn't even get minutes over fucking Struce and fucking Gabe Vincent and KZ Akpala. You sorry fuck.
Now he's a keyboard jockey.
Yeah, over here. You as hard as me. Shut the fuck up. You doing the same shit I did today. Watching the goddamn playoffs with your sorry ass. Fucking Mo Harkless.
Maurice.
Fuck out my damn face.
More like Mole Harkless. Mole Harkless dismantling
fucking Maurice.
His team from fucking within.
His real name is Maurice.
Oh, that was my crazy old Maurice.
That was my Eminem.
The Eminem.
Mm-hmm. One time for the.
No, I was with you.
For the 8 mile.
He the only thing that made me mad all day.
Yeah.
Frankie sent it to me and was like, get him, Tiff. I was like, I know he didn't. Let me respond.
With his two good parents. Fuck you.
Fucking motherfucker. Two good.
Spaghetti.
They got a
spaghetti.
Real good marriage.
Stay blessed.
So good.
Maurice.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Well, off season coming up. Look for the next Moose at the Movies. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, we listen, and I do want to say, for everybody's tuning in right now, a lot of people are like, oh man, it's the last Hangover time. It is not the last fucking Hangover time.
No.
We are going straight through the playoffs. We are going into the off season, free agency. We're even going to do a draft show, and I am notoriously against fucking draft talk. I hate the draft.
Oh my God. Alf and Moose are going to be going. Total
all I'm
going
to do is make fun of the fucking draft.
I'm mock drafting tonight. I'll have it up.
But we don't even have a first round pick, but we are still going to cover the fucking draft. We're still going to cover the fucking draft. But we will be here for free agency for everything. So don't worry. If you love this show and you love us and you love our takes and you like to see us do fake press conferences, believe me, we got a lot more good shit coming. Siobhan's going to be breaking down other teams. Tiffany's going to be telling other teams, fuck the numbers. I'm going to be laughing at everybody. We're going to have a good fucking time. Don't worry. And then
straight,
when it comes
straight
to
straight petty mode, man.
I'm here for gonna this. Just hating. I'm telling y'all right now. Yeah. It's just going to be a whole lot of goddamn hate. It's going to be a lot of what I just did to Mo Harkless.
It's going to be like, more fun, honestly. Let's just be real.
It's going to be a lot of fun. More fun than this fucking Heat season was, to be honest with you. But yeah, what I do want to go around the room and ask. I'll start with most disappointing thing about this season. And I'll start. I'll talk about the series itself. And it's a microcosm of the season. The Bucks were embarrassed last playoffs. They went back to the lab and said, how do we need to improve? Bledsoe's trash. Get him out of here. Bring in fucking Drew Holiday. We need better shooters. We need to figure out a way to stop Jimmy Butler from lighting our ass up. They came into this series, into this whole season with adjustments. They decided we are going to stop Jimmy Butler and let's see if the rest of these motherfuckers can beat us. And our role players, our supporting cast did not show up. They showed up for one half this game and then they disappeared. Last season, we were looking like the Bucks. Where across the entire fucking roster, you just had timely contributions all over the place. Tyler, Dragic, Jay Crowder, just everywhere. It didn't have to be all centered on Jimmy and Bam. And then once you established that, Jimmy brought you home. This year, nobody showed up. Not even Jimmy. 2 points in the second half. 4 points in the second half last game. I almost don't even fully blame Jimmy. They put a pterodactyl on Jimmy because they were not afraid of anybody else on our roster. Thank you, Kendrick Nunn, for showing up finally.
That was for a contract.
I'm not even giving that much props. Too little, too late, motherfucker. Yeah. Too little, too late. Tyler Hero finally showed up a little bit. Too little, too late. It's embarrassing. Listen, Miami Heat beat put out a tweet, and we all didn't like it. Brian Goin said the Miami Heat failed Jimmy Butler. It is a two-way street. They failed him and he failed them this season. Let's just hope we run it back better with a full offseason, full health, and we come back bigger, better and stronger next year. Moose.
What a smart ass tweet. Love you, Leif.
Alf, I think you hit on all of it. So I agree with everything you said, but just to go a different way, to give you a different take. For me, and I've been saying it all year, my biggest disappointment is the lack of addressing the point guard situation from day one. Well. Whether you draft someone, whether you sign a free agent, a true point guard, not Avery Bradley, somebody that's going to run the offense, take that off of Tyler Hero's plate, off of Goran Dragic's plate, because we put way too much on Goran and Tyler at the start of the season, and we're paying for it now. So we could say a lot of things that were the disappointment. But for me personally, not addressing point guard, it's unacceptable.
Nah, man, you forgot about that Tyler Hero leap.
Yeah, no, not no leap. Regression.
That was no damn
regression.
Leap. That was a skip.
Honestly,
trust me.
Let me tell you something. As a contending team, Tiff, as a team, as a finals team, you cannot. Your off-season plan cannot be leaps. It can't be potential.
Right.
You have to address problems and move forward. You can't hope. Remember what Cedric said? I hope.
I wish.
You gotta wish.
I wish. Would have.
I wish a nigga would sign a point guard. Like, you know, like. I'm sorry. I'm dropping N bombs all day today. Mo Harkless started it. You know, I try to keep that to light skin opinions, but fuck Mo Harkless. You was out here acting. I'm sorry, Tiff.
Yes,
I almost went too far. Thank Siobhan said with the short ass braids. Know his tender headed ass. Fucking
just
in
ouch,
pain
ouch,
right now.
Just,
that's why he mad.
yeah, pop with the cone. Shut up.
Be still. Did I tell you not to move?
Tiff, the most disappointing thing about this season for you?
When Jimmy got COVID.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because I knew then it was done.
Yeah.
You know, because everything snowballed. Everything snowballed. And it's just like, what more was he going to do? Let's be realistic. He dragged them to the finals, won two games, and came back 3 days later for the start of the season. What do we think was going to happen?
He dragged them to a sixth seed.
Exactly. And,
I mean,
he's done. Everybody's like, he checked out mentally. I don't think he checked out mentally. The mind was willing. The body wasn't. That's what I think.
Agree. But they also, all they had, they geared their entire defense to stopping him.
And nobody else. But we have one-dimensional players. Like, I can get you a 15-foot shot. I can get you a three-point shot. But nobody can just say, get the hell out the way, clear it out, and let me get this bucket.
But Siobhan, the problem is you have one-dimensional players who didn't do their one dimension.
Like, yeah,
you're right. You're right.
They're one dimension. Right. It's the heroes, the Dragiches, the nuns, the Robinsons are supposed to get you points.
Yeah,
they can't defend worth a damn. Our defense wasn't a problem.
Yeah,
they could not score, so they dared these motherfuckers to score, and said, "Jimmy Butler, we gonna shut you down." And they said, "Bam, fucking here's a red carpet to the fucking rim. I bet you won't, bitch. I bet you won't." And he did
I
not.
I wish you would.
I wish you would. Not.
So I think for me, the most disappointing thing about the season in totality is just the collective mentality, I think, of the team and of the organization from Pat on down. And it starts with the lack of moves in the offseason. It starts with, Jack used the perfect word on locker room the other day, the hubris, just the fucking excessive pride in that this is enough, this is this. You know, we can run this back with the same group, not even accounting for the fact that you didn't even bring back the same group. You did make changes and marginal changes in some opinion and others, including myself, changes that affect the mentality, the tenacity, the overall just toughness of the team. You got weaker. You regressed in skill. You regressed in health because you didn't have the time. And just to think that all of those factors weren't going to be a thing, that you didn't need to make moves, that you could rely on Warren to be healthy, that you were relying on these guys to make jumps with 60 days in between.
Yes.
Sleeping Smolnik says hubris. Don't white people eat that with pita chips? And also, Siobhan, I'm gonna take some umbrance to what you said. I'm the one who said hubris. Don't give Jack my takes.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead and claim the stuff you rightfully said.
Yeah.
I said hubris. Never would have guessed that.
I mean, I was giving Frankie's take or Tiff's tanks to Frankie and shit, too. Like,
my bad. Sorry. You use hubris. Great word. It was a good choice. But it's the appropriate notes. One. And then more speak about mentality. I am extremely disappointed in Bam's mental this entire series. Everything that he took today has been available the entirety of the fucking series from the very first possession. When I saw how deep Brooke was playing the very first play of the series, I'm like, oh, we should be carving this shit up from the middle. And he just would not. He wouldn't. I am guttedly disappointed in that dude's approach to the series.
Yeah, the entire year.
The entire year.
Yeah. It was not the entire year. It was right. not. No. It was games. No.
There were moments.
It was most of the year.
But
yes.
It was not a consistency.
Yes.
Give me like a two-week stretch where you saw it.
It wouldn't be a disappointment if we didn't know what could happen. And the reason we know what could happen is because he's done it.
He did it, yeah, in spots during the season. But
but nobody has committed this much to saying, I dare you to shoot, Bam.
But even when that's all that he was doing, the times that he was doing it well. And so the fact that they were giving you the one thing that you were doing well, why not take it?
You're right. You're right. And honestly, I'm disappointed. There's not a person in this series I'm not disappointed in. Mm-hmm. Ariza decided to finally fucking show up in the first half. But what always happens with Ariza, he shows up for one half a game. And then Spo just kept going with him when he had nothing left. Defensively, just looking lost, just like slow to the ball. And they just kept sticking with him. And honestly, Spo had one of his worst series. The worst series I think I've ever seen him.
Yeah, the first time a Spo team's been swept was what they faded out on.
Yeah.
coming off of one of his best postseasons ever.
Yeah. Exactly, which makes it look worse.
I know they didn't win, but like considering the roster they had, what they were able to do, the teams that they were able to carve up.
Yes.
He was so fucking good, Spoelstra, this last series. But again, so like my takes on the season, it's twofold. Overall, this team and the roster construction, what they did, I know they didn't have a whole lot in terms of like cap space and stuff like that, but like, listen, Andy Ellisberg can do crazy shit. Okay. Yeah. They chose not to do things.
Yes.
They absolutely
did. And to come off the finals, and not be able to bring someone else in and go, hey, you can be that piece.
Yeah.
Is a massive fuck up.
They really were waiting.
You know, like when you have people in court, right? And they're going to be like in a fucking murder trial and you're like, you keep them away from like TVs and Twitter and shit. Like you keep them, you know, kind of locked in. I forget what they call that. I'm not a
fucking quarantine.
Sequestering the jury. Thank you. They need to do that for the entire like Heat office throughout the season because they start believing some of the bullshit that they hear out there.
Yes.
And they were so convinced that Giannis was coming. And guess what? Giannis came back. They got better. They weren't shook by it. They got better. Yep. And they fucking swept our asses. Like, that's an embarrassment.
That's the hubris that
Mo Harkless, Avery Bradley, you brought back fucking piece of shit, Meyer Leonard. Like, God damn it. What a stupid fucking thing. Like, imagine if this team were brought back next year.
Okay,
it's kind of what happened. Like, let's just kind of be honest.
We're gonna be doing Hangover Time for another fucking team.
It's bad. It's just.
I stayed up late watching this shit.
It's bad. This team starts like believing their own bullshit. Now there are things. Not everything is wrong about this franchise. Okay, culture is overused. Sure.
Yes. But all of that plays into it.
Sure. Sure. But this team, I think, does have an established culture. But culture doesn't win championships. You still need rosters. You still need to do other things. You can't go, well, we got culture.
Culture can't turn a grocery bagger in Trevor Ariza into fucking Jay Crowder. It can't turn Mo Harkless into Jay Crowder. Mm-hmm. It can't turn Avery Bradley into playoff Goran. So a lot of people say, first of all, they didn't run it back.
No.
Right. Let's be clear on that.
They absolutely did not.
They lost two key pieces.
You did not replace Jay Crowder's production at all. You did not replace playoff Goran because we all know playoff. Listen, if there's one thing about the Heat that was fluky in the bubble, there's one thing, and that's the only thing I'll let somebody point out, is that Goran Dragic had 3 months to get healthy before the playoffs
and led the
Miami Heat in scoring.
Sure.
Now you said
other teams had the same fucking break, though. I just want to put that out there. But
and the Lakers,
not for a man coming off that injury at that age.
And the Lakers benefited with Anthony Davis, right?
Yeah.
So everyone had that same benefit. So there's not a fluke. But what you could not replicate from the bubble was Goran Dragic's output, and that's what they decided that they were going to do with the Tyler Hero leap.
Yeah.
And then when we were saying that this motherfucker ain't no point guard, I don't care how many fucking music videos there are, how many serials they make, I'm not even blaming Tyler.
Yes.
No. You, he's not a point guard. Right. You need to know that.
Y'all put the front office in this position.
Put that on him.
Yeah. Exactly.
That man should have been able to have a sophomore season. They did not even give that to him because they put all this fucking pressure on him to take this leap. How many second year players outside of Dwayne Wade?
And listen to the outlier. Yeah. Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, Dwayne are leading you to another conference final.
Yeah, right. So like Ryan says here, Giannis ruined the 2021 plan though. That's why we didn't sign with Jay. And that's my point.
Giannis is gonna come here. Giannis didn't ruin it.
He wasn't going to come here.
No, his agent did what he was supposed to do.
It was never
going to get the contract. Coming.
It was never going to be Giannis Bam 21.
He never was
putting that out there.
Never.
All right, that was not part of the play. It's fun to play games and shit, but like it's not realistic. But also, even if we brought back that identical team, it wasn't enough.
No,
so this is not just about not bringing back people. Yep. Get that out of your mind. That's not it.
Even in the person you left, again, we don't talk about DJJ and what he gave you defensively and athletically and energetically and the leap that he's taken this season. He smacked LeBron shit with tenacity like three times in this year. Just like, yes,
We lost that bench, two-way energy defender. Yes.
One of Bam's best friends, too. One of Bam's best friends on the team.
And that's not overlooked.
They got slower, older, less athletic.
Yes.
Weaker, smaller, shorter, and
lower. I want to address the whole Giannis thing, okay? We all have jobs outside of this. I don't know if anybody realizes. We're not making our living off of doing Hangover Time. Listen. I don't know. I don't mean to burst anybody's bubble. But in my job, I have to base things I do off of my knowledge, off of things I know. I don't get to just go out here and make stupid gambles because if I do and I fail, it reflects poorly on me. If you base your offseason on getting Giannis or Beal without any real intel, any real notion that these guys were going to forego their fucking max contracts, extensions, and sign with you, you failed fucking miserably. To blame Giannis or to blame Bam for wanting his extension early, that is an incompetent job by the front office. If I did that in my job, I would have lost my job this year. If I did that at my job, if I banked on a fucking gamble and the gamble didn't pay off, I would have lost my job. I'm not saying fire Pat Riley or anything like that, but to sit here and say it's Giannis's fault or Bam's fault that he took the math, fuck out of here. Like, get off of that shit. If you were going to gamble this on Giannis or Beal, you better have had really, really good fucking intel that they wanted to come here. Like, you better have Dwayne Wade telling you, I can get Bron and Chris Bosh.
Right.
If you didn't have that and you still decided, oh, we can't re-sign Jay Crowder. And it's not even about Jay Crowder. But all we're going to sign is one-year deals. You can't get nobody on a one-year deal. You get Avery Bradley and fucking Mo Harkless.
You get what you pay for.
We need more collusion. Yes. Definitely.
Thank you.
We need more players. Right.
Because you out here gambling a fucking finals team on nonsense and innuendo, five reasons tweets, asking Nicole Moss, like, what is that? Is that the offseason plan?
Right.
Fuck out of here.
Whoa.
I got better connections than she do.
I'm not even taking shots. I mean, five got reasons a is reporting what she does. Five reasons is reporting what they hear. But like, honestly, but we hold five reasons to a higher fucking standard of accountability than we do the Heat front office.
It's true.
Because motherfuckers is mad at five reasons for not getting Giannis. Yeah, that's stupid. But they're not mad at Pat Riley. Are you guys fucking out of your minds?
Meanwhile, you can't get someone that doesn't want to come.
Right.
And we've been saying that all year.
He wasn't going to want to leave, motherfucker. Damn.
He don't want to leave Milwaukee.
When he signed the new contract, that should have like been the end of that being your primary chip. Like,
he wasn't coming. He's not coming. Let's move the hell on. Bill ain't coming.
Even when he signed that, there were still people out there.
I know.
Just going like, no. listen,
he took the money. He'll be traded in a year.
He's going to be a trade.
There's a way
trade.
To work it. No. Come on. He definitely not coming now. Him and Russ Hooping.
Here's my whole thing. You do not waste a year of Jimmy on rumors and innuendo.
Yep.
They just did.
Then they did.
They did.
That is exactly what they did. They did not get Jimmy any help. So when Brian Goins says the Miami Heat failed Jimmy Butler or they sold Jimmy a lie, they did. They failed Jimmy Butler.
He was correct when he tweeted it. He was right when he tweeted it.
And Alf, I just want to address the chat really quick because I couldn't agree with you more, but what I think, at least from what I'm seeing in the chat, there is some disconnect where they think we're saying if you had brought back Crowder and DJJ, we're back in the finals.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Even if we brought that Zach roster
we
back,
we still needed more.
Still falling short.
But not bringing them back already put us back at a disadvantage.
Right. Exactly.
And that's what we're trying to get at.
We started.
We know we made a miracle run last year, but that was still a team that had something, and we took it, and we took away instead of adding.
And they could, there are players out there. They could have been like, guys, we just made it to the fucking finals. We can add you to a finals roster.
Help us get over the hump.
That is when you do that. That's when you do that. Listen, do you think Kyrie and KD were going to go to Brooklyn if that Brooklyn roster didn't turn, you know, wasn't a playoff team?
Right.
I don't think so.
Improvement. Right. Hadn't shown. I don't think
so. And also, it's business. So guess what? I bring you in. If I get a phone call from Giannis, it's a couple of y'all got to go. I will find cap space somewhere to figure it out. That's what you do. Look how many times
all these massive contracts are traded. Don't say you can't trade a bad contract. It's anybody's tradable.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, y'all. It's
I
want to
see them get free agents now, though. Dwayne gone. That's your master recruiter. Any name that they've had tied to them has been tied to him. You just got swept in the first round. You look like the frauds everyone has been calling you to be. What do you do now? Now you have the offseason to leap and to grow and to add things to your skill set. What do you do?
And Siobhan, to your point, who do we think is now going to be our next master recruiter? Bam. Coming off this season,
and he looks like a fraud. He looks soft coming off of this series.
Yeah,
I'm not listening.
But Bam is still like Bam. Bam is really good. He looked really bad, and I think to Alf's point earlier, you know, he thinks Bam is hurt. I think there's a chance Bam is hurt, and that's and I said that in our group chat. I hate saying this, but like I kind of hope that he is hurt. Like I hope there is a reason that he has been playing
because he's been playing
fucking shook. Yeah. You know, defensively he's been there, but like in this game, like today, he showed flashes. You're like, God, and Siobhan, to your point when you were tweeting earlier, like fuck this. Like where was this? We've been calling for this. The first three games, and you're just non-existent.
But this is
very
what,
frustrating.
But we've seen this all season from Bam.
Yeah,
like he doesn't have the switch yet.
He does. But what I really don't like, what I think, like one of the more disappointing things for Bam and Jimmy to me, just in terms of like what kind of what they're putting on the table, is they've also been talking a lot of shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now they're
like,
eating it.
That's annoying. And now, you're right. Now they're eating shit because Bam gets snubbed, right? And then he comes out and he's like, oh, well, hey, you know,
been
LOL or whatever, sort of like heartless.
Right.
And then does nothing. He does absolutely nothing.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thing. And like he, And then even Jimmy, I am stupidly locked in.
Not even the word you
like,
use right there.
What the fuck? Stupid. Yeah, you're stupid. That shit was bad.
That shit was Photoshop.
But again, that's the heat office, they're believing their bullshit.
His left arm don't even look right. Put that back up. No. Look at that left arm.
No. Yeah, come on. Yeah, that's not real. That's Photoshop.
That's CGI. I know Disney CGI when I see it.
That's Bam's arms.
I ain't seen that Bam either.
We wish.
Who's Bam?
That's Mo Harkless's fucking arm.
That's the Flintstone son's arm.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Who do they move? Okay, so that was my next question.
Siobhan, I'm going to start with you. Off-season moves, what would you like to see?
Yes.
I need a...
Holy shit, Brent Forbes is in the chat.
Brianna Tarf, go away. I need a bucket getting point guard, or I need a ball handling bucket getter.
Give me a name. An available name.
I have to look at who's available.
I got one. I got the guy.
Y'all gonna say Kyle?
I want Kyle Lowry. I wanted that motherfucker. I think first of all, if we had Kyle Lowry, we would have been facing the Hawks right now.
Yeah.
First and foremost. If we got him at the trade deadline, because God forbid we get rid of fucking Tyler Hero. I mean, right. How would we have survived this playoff run without Tyler motherfucking Hero? Oh, fuck. Do it again, Siobhan. Can't do it without Tyler. And listen, Moose, don't worry. You're going to stay around even if Tyler goes away. Drip drop.
Oh, listen.
Drip drop has gone beyond Tyler at this point.
I expect Tyler to get traded, first of all. I thought that was going to happen this year. But for those that are asking, this is never going away. The drip drop is here to stay.
look at Brass's face.
No, I'm. Listen, I get it. I'm with it. Fucking justice still better, motherfuckers.
Right. Still going to be selling some more t-shirts. Come on.
Moose, off-season moves. Who do you want to see?
In terms of names, I'm not really ready for that because I don't know who's realistically going to be available. But
Paul George. I want to know.
But Paul George, get the fuck out of here. But I will say, don't brush it away too quick.
What I will say is if we have a shot at
Lonzo Ball. Yes. That's a point guard I would really like to look at. If it's a realistic option, that's my thing. I don't know cap wise and all that. I'm not ready for that discussion yet.
Here's my thing with Lonzo Ball, and I'll let you guys yell at me. Because I would love a Lonzo Ball, but Lonzo Ball doesn't solve your offense.
No, but he's going to help run it.
Yes, he takes the ball out of the hands of the people that you're asking to run. You really need to score.
But you know what? You bring Lonzo if you can get a scoring four or a stretch center. That's why you bring Lonzo.
You bring Lonzo. Yes. If you can't get nobody else, you still bring Lonzo.
Like, right, but I'm saying if you want to pair him. Somebody
in the chat said beggars can't be choosers. The reason I would like Kyle over Lonzo is because Kyle literally can be your best scorer. with Jimmy as the second best scorer and Bam and Ty, now Ty would be gone, but other guys serving as committee as your third scorer. But Kyle Lowry can actually get in there and get buckets. Lonzo can get in there and set other people up. But Lonzo, they need a guy who's going to – if you can get Lonzo and somehow get another guy who can score 20-plus a game, that is what you need. But
I could also seriously see the Lowry thing happening. I'm not, like, hope trafficking and shit. I'm really not.
Lowry's like, Lowry's
coming. He's going to be available. He's going to be available.
He's available, and he's a free agent.
I think there's a good chance, all right? I do think there's a good chance because of the Jimmy connection. We're talking about, like, okay, so you lost Wade. Wade's not around anymore, right? Wade's not around anymore. He's in Utah. He wants to make that team better. Jimmy is still here. And Jimmy's going to be pounding the table for the godfather to his kid.
Yeah.
Can I address the whole he old thing?
I mean, he is, but...
Oh, my God. We're really doing this?
I said but.
Okay, go ahead. Because I want you... Because I can reel off the names we have as a fan base have said no to.
No, listen.
Chris Paul, the Russell... And I did
that's what I was about to do. That's what I was about to do.
All these guys.
Because you know I was down for Chris Paul.
Yeah, I was down for Chris.
And he old.
And I was down for Russ. Nah,
me too.
I wasn't down for either.
Me too. Old and broken.
Right here.
Chris Paul was old and broken.
And I still wanted him.
Look at him now. Still a little broken at times. But what if, like, he's turned that fucking franchise around.
Different cloth. He's cut from a different, he's an older dude.
Unbelievable.
He's a right type of older.
Guys, learn from the lessons of the past. Please, for once.
Yeah.
Like, I did this thing with Chris Paul. I'm admitting. I said, oh, I don't want Chris Paul. He's expensive and he's old. Dude, look how dumb I sound right now. That's how y'all sound talking about, oh, we don't want no Kyle Lowry. Bitch, did you see what we ran out there at point guard?
Exactly.
Kendrick Nunn was our point guard all year. Kendrick Nunn, Tyler Hero, Goran Dragic were our point guards. Tyler Hero's not a point guard. Kendrick Nunn is not a point guard. And Goran Dragic is old as dirt. You're talking about you don't want old people, but
it's
you was clamoring for Goran Dragic.
Your
dinosaur
from old and throwing chairs on the bench and stuff.
Go ahead, Brass. We got our only fucking play breakdown of the game. I ain't got no guys. We ain't got shit. This is all we got. There we go.
Someone on Twitter said, I throw a drink in his face, and I retweeted it, because me too. Sit down. This is not working anymore.
Look at that shit.
Look at Bam. This and honestly, this is what I do want to. This team, check the fuck out.
Wasn't even a good throw.
They ain't listening to him.
He's old.
He's old.
Well, you know, Alf. I think
that might be the last play on the court.
He stumbled a little.
It might be.
And it was from Yudi's chair.
You know, Alf. I know G's been saying it. I know a couple of people in the network have been saying it. This really did feel a lot like 2014 in the sense that this team was just. Mentally and physically,
there was
like
nothing they could do.
Nothing
they
left.
I think they were sick
in the tank.
They were sick of playing basketball nonstop for fucking 12 months straight.
They probably sick of each other.
Oh my god!
I mean, maybe
stand each other.
It'll be interesting to hear some players talk about the like, because you know, you think in 2014 you thought, because coming off of 2013, Ray Allen was saying how great that locker room was.
Yeah,
he was like, "This is the best locker room we've ever been in." 2014. Yep. After that, he's like, "What a mess."
He was like,
even Dwayne was like,
"Couldn't wait to get out."
Tired of each other. You get tired of
each other. Tired of each other, and you can't blame him.
And
especially
and
if you're not good enough. Especially if you aren't already talented. To like, can you imagine Jimmy just being frustrated with like a bunch of scrubs and just over it from?
And then UD yelling at him.
I will say this regarding Jimmy, because some people are like, "Oh, Jimmy's gonna be so like pissed off they couldn't do shit." Listen, Jimmy didn't do shit this series.
He didn't do shit.
So it's not like Jimmy went fucking nuclear,
right?
And the rest of the team faltered. It's not. Jimmy didn't do his fucking job either.
At all.
Jimmy was
so, you know, so he's just like anybody else. So Jimmy's fine. Jimmy's at home. Jimmy is going to learn from this. I think I do believe Jimmy's going to learn from this. This was a shameful coming off of that play with the he's on the fucking at, you know, under the fucking hoop, just exhausted from just showing like one of the best performances of all time in the finals. And then this happens the next series.
But you know what?
That's bad, man.
Brass, that carried over. That exhaustion.
Yeah,
that carried over.
For everybody.
Listen, it's not because Jimmy is not a good player anymore. That's not. I don't want to be getting at that. Like a lot of this, there's roster construction. Yes, huge problem this year. huge, yeah. biggest yes. problem.
Biggest.
But yes. there was COVID to mm-hmm. deal with this season. And you know, and Jimmy included, I mean, he lost like 15 pounds or something like that.
12, yeah.
But it's
yeah.
remarkable what he was, how quickly he was able
Some
to come
Some people
back.
Say that's not yeah. true, but that's hold on.
It might not know. Be.
I mean, he did look lighter when he came back.
Even if it's true or not,
like, listen, like, let's not discount the short off season. Yeah. But the thing is, the short off season is not an excuse for the front office.
Yeah, that's right. my thing, too.
That's the excuse for the players. If you're tired, nothing's going to happen if you're tired.
Someone should have got somebody besides Ariza and Deadman to help these tired players.
And that's my thing as the front office. You saw the Herculean effort that it took from Jimmy to even steal you two games and still was like, oh, yeah, we can do this again.
I'm going to ride with Tyler.
With the whole, when Jimmy comes back, you know, when Jimmy comes back from COVID, it'll be righted. Just because Jimmy is capable of doing four-fifths of everything doesn't mean that is who you want to tire out and Girl. To get you all of everything.
And if you he know has you to didn't do get all four of that, fifths. You're not winning the ring.
Three-fifths? Just because he can do four-fifths.
Let me hear Leap again this offseason. I'm gonna take a leap.
Y'all were talking about Kyle and Lonzo.
Take a leap off a fucking cliff.
I think you know why we'll get Kyle Lowry because he's available.
Because
we're not getting Lonzo because we can't afford Lonzo,
and we're not gonna do the Oladipo thing we did last year where we don't really need you, bitch.
Exactly.
Giannis and the Bucks have been. I mean, they haven't made it. They didn't make it far last year, but they've still been contenders in the playoffs.
Yes, they've been
right the last
class.
Few years, right. like yeah. actual contenders.
Yes.
So like the Giannis is not going to leave that. He could play through and he can legitimately win the finals this year. He wasn't going to fucking.
Bro,
leave.
I need them to win the finals.
Kyle Lowry, on the other hand,
that'd be great.
Is not. Right? I mean, I don't think the Raptors, forget whatever Gianni says, I don't think the Raptors are in a position to really be winning shit.
No, he's not staying there. He's going somewhere, and it better be here.
The way he left the court at time, like before the trade deadline, like he knows the time is up. He is not going to stay there when he could come to a place like this. Like there is an actual friendship between Jimmy and Kyle.
That's not overblown.
It's actually true.
Fred VanVleet. They paid Fred VanVleet already. So here's my thing.
Just one last quick point. And then like this team, this office, getting their asses swept is the quickest way for them to make major changes to this
Blow
roster.
It up.
Right. Major changes.
So, I need somebody who do numbers. Moose, go ahead. Explain to the chat why we can't afford Lonzo.
Okay, good.
You went to the wrong person. Fuck them numbers. I was like, damn, that's all right. I don't know where.
The reason you can't afford Lonzo is you don't have draft capital.
And not only that, New Orleans can match.
Yes. He's restricted.
He is restricted.
And Sammy Gundy loves him.
Qualifying offer, yep.
So we're not going to throw all our money and say, this is the guy.
But I think what I was going to say, I think combining both of your points, I think that's a little bit why I get so, like, not down at the thought of Kyle, because I still think that there needs to be another piece with Kyle, because I just look at how small he is. I know he doesn't get bitched. I know he doesn't get pushed around. He's smart. He's aggressive and all of these things. But I do still think that if you do bring in a Kyle, I do think that there still is another move to be made.
No, there has to be.
There has to be still something. Kyle is a take you over the hump. Man, I don't even know. Take me out, Brass. It's too much. It's not one of those times yet. Like when you were talking about the moves that the Bucks made, right? They have been in contention steadily over the last few or so years. Mm-hmm. They did a take me over the hump move and bringing in Drew. The Heat need more than a one person over the hump.
For sure, Lowry ain't enough.
If you guys want to get depressed about the Heat's outlook going forward, but we always trust in Andy to figure something out.
I don't want to be depressed about that. I'm good.
But Kyle is the kind of guy, like, you're not going to get many point guards better than Lowry with what you have. Like, they don't have a max contract. So we're saying you want Kyle and a big scorer. They can't afford both.
Not even a big scorer, a scorer's mentality.
I get it, but the money you have, either if you split it in two, It's a bunch of Mo Harklesses and fucking Avery Bradleys. Now, not that bad.
We can't do that again. We can't do that again.
No, we know. Please, no, Jamal Crawford. What? I can't do another guy who's only who can only score and not play no defense.
But he can score.
Like, you know what it would be like if like a Bobby Portis type that's available this offseason?
Love him.
I just gave you the Bobby Portis thing. Yo, I threw that one out.
If we could get
that one out for Siobhan.
But no, for real though. Like, he would have helped. He is helpful.
Everybody keeps saying Tim Hardaway Jr. in the chat.
You know, I was going to say
he
that
doesn't
name.
Address the no, bigger Tim, problem.
If you could, figure out how to do Lowry and Tim Hardaway
okay,
Jr.
as a package.
Yes.
But you but the problem is
this
you
is his contract up now? Like, does he have not much money left? Because he was like crazy. Like, his contract was nuts.
I think he's a free agent. Or they might be able to trade.
He's a free agent.
But the problem
all right,
is,
I'm game.
You can't just bring in that guy with no point guard. We're gonna look the exact same way we look now without a point guard.
Agreed. Get me a real point guard that can help
but then
run the offense.
So then you bring me just a point guard. Do I have a scorer that's going to get you bucket when the play breaks?
No, you're
going
to.
Kyle Lowry can do that. He's been doing that his entire career.
The can do. I don't want the. I want two people that would like.
But that's the thing.
But also the addition of him, like Bam, it'll get Bam the freedom.
If you have Kyle next to Jimmy, now you have two. Because Goron, remember, playoff Goron. And this might sound blasphemous, but playoff Goron is still not as good as Kyle Lowry is right now.
No.
Bubble Goron is not as good as Kyle Lowry will be next year and 1 year older.
Say something.
Bubble Goron was really
Dontello,
good.
Are you not listening?
He was.
He's
we
not
know
listening.
Lowry's not enough.
He's
that's
not listening.
Point. We're not. What the?
That's exactly what we're saying.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. But I. Yeah. But what I will say is, if you have this team and you decide to bring, if we saw how good Jimmy can be with a guy like Bubble Goron. Now, you put a guy like Lowry next to him, another guy who could break down defenses. Oh, my
God.
Do
you not get the show?
And I'm wanting to root for you. You're not always wrong, but, like, damn.
I'm telling you, like, what are you talking about? Like, it's not. We're not saying
Kyle Lowry will win us a championship.
Yes, Kyle Lowry and running back Ariza as your power forward. Let me tell you
guts
nothing.
And big butts.
You gotta figure out a
trap.
Guts and big butts. You gotta figure out a fucking power forward next year.
You got one.
And he better be able to shoot threes.
We got one.
You better figure out a center.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Listen, three players you gotta bring back. Jimmy, Bam, Deadman.
Yep, I agree with that.
That's it. What? Oh,
Deadman showed enough, man.
I agree with that. I'm with you.
So apparently, the people who know Cap, not the lie Cap, but
that's Cap.
The people that know the salary cap say that you can bring back Duncan and not hurt your cap space because of bird rights. I don't know.
Yeah, you can renounce him and do a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
You said you're gonna get rid of him. Nothing else at
all. All that funny math. What I'm just saying is
a lot of heat beat time to figure that out on the
podcast. But do you bring back Duncan?
Fuck them numbers.
I think you do.
If it doesn't hurt your money situation,
if you
bring
still
them back.
Bring in fresh bodies.
Yes.
Yes.
If you can make other moves, you do.
My thing is, if you get
at
a point
end of the
guard,
day, you still need to surround
them. How good would he be with a point guard?
With a point guard, exactly. Place can just spot up and shoot and not have to be flying at 80 miles an hour.
Did you see how tired he was today?
He's done. He's done.
He did. Okay, so all season, he'll run behind Bam, run in front of Bam, run behind Bam, then run back. And by that time, his defender had been screened 14 and a half times, and he gave up. This time, he did 1-2, and he looked at Bam like, fuck, man. And
I
then
got
Chris
I
Quinn
got
off the bench. Chris Quinn, I ain't got it, dog.
Let's meet at the park.
Chris Quinn got off the bench and was like, move, go. And I'm like, bro, leave that man alone. He been running all year, nonstop. Yeah. Trying to fucking work y'all little smoke and mirrors bullshit offense.
At one point, he led the league in like miles ran.
He probably still do.
Duncan Robinson.
He needs a point guard.
Flyer miles.
And to the person in the chat that said the Bucks don't have a point guard, yes they do.
Yes they do.
Because Drew Holiday was running it.
Yeah.
And getting buckets, being strong and sturdy and posting up our little ass guards.
And also keeping Jimmy out the post.
Also, Daryl Jr. 1996 said, I know this is frowned upon, but if letting go of Bam gets you a star, you do it. I'm just not sold on that kid.
But who?
I don't know about that. I just don't.
Who's the star?
But who do you get that automatically makes you here?
Well, and also, like, we're coming off of, like, saying Bam was, like, snubbed from, you know, deep conversations.
I'm not on that trade Bam shit.
No, but let's pretend. There's not even that many people in the league that you trade him for that automatically make you top tier. There's not that many.
You get people that make Bam better. You don't give up on Bam. That's stupid. Like, you have all these people that tell you don't give up on Tyler Hero, but then you want to give up on Bam? No, you get people around Bam where he doesn't have to switch on everybody. Where maybe, you know, you present such a challenge that you can't have a guy drop 10 feet off of him because somebody's going to get into the paint and make them look silly. You build around Bam and you develop his skills. You don't give up on Bam.
I see people saying Beal. But the problem mentally, my eyes are blocking the word Beal.
But the problem is forever. The only people you say I'm trading Bam for.
Beal. Shut up with Beal.
LeBron, I'm not trading him for Beal. Beal hasn't proven anything. Like, why would you trade him for Beal?
So I think that, you guys are completely correct in the idea that the one person that you get back for Bam will not do.
Hang on. Everyone's dropping like flies.
The one like person
quit.
Quit.
The one person that you get for Bam will not do the things that Bam does for you. But there is a universe in which that you move a Bam for purely a score, purely or whatever, and you find you a 3-and-D. The league, there's a whole category of people filled with just 3-and-D people that will lock up for you and not be relied upon at all to get you. But I'm not saying that I agree, but I understand that there is a way to make that make sense.
Right, but it's so small of a collected few that you're trading him for. Like, somebody's got to be proven. Bradley Beal hasn't done anything. So why would you trade Bam?
That's what I'm saying, but score. So you come and you bring him in, let him purely score, and then you go find a lockdown defender that you'll pay less for.
I gotta get somebody else other than Beal.
If you give up Bam and bring in Beal, you're going to suck.
I gotta get somebody else.
Totally
who
agree.
I'm getting?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who I'm getting?
Well, yeah, because then you're giving up so much defense, which his team defensively was good.
Something else.
Yeah, you bring in the offense, but then it's bullshit. You know, it's the defense is
your back's exactly
they're
where you
gonna
are.
Fumble the bag.
His
if they bring
is key
in Beal,
Bam, listen,
it's just
Bam,
gonna be Jimmy and Beal.
Bam during the regular season this year, he did improve. Bam did improve this year. That's it's simple as that. Okay, but Marge, sure.
He showed it, not as much as you'd hope.
We
needed him to.
Hold on. Daryl Jr., Alf, at some point we have to call a spade a spade. You're talking about black people that's racist.
Well, we got to stop. We got to stop saying that.
This is the same talk we had about Justice Winslow, Josh Richardson. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. If you're comparing Bam Adebayo to Justice Winslow and Josh Richardson, like, don't address me anymore. Like, block me on Twitter because I'm going to light you the fuck up.
I want to see the
Do
comments.
Not.
I'll be
Dude.
Bigger points, bro.
Like, I mean, come on. We're comparing Bam to Justice Winslow and Josh Richardson.
Let me see the comment.
We ain't trading Bam or Jimmy. Let's just move on. We're not doing it.
They're not even considering that, thinking about that. That's
everyone else.
Because then, okay, if you get rid of Bam, then it's just Jimmy and a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Exactly. You trade Bam.
There's no way. No chance.
You're not dynamic at all anymore without Bam. Yes.
Let me tell you something. You trade Bam, your next move better be trading Jimmy.
It has
what
to
you're
be.
Doing cuz what you're doing
time.
Is
right.
Bill is blowing it up big time. And if that's what you want to do, fine, but you're not trading Bam.
If anyone comes, I'm going to tell y'all the truth.
Move to make.
If anybody wants to come this summer, they not coming to play with Jimmy.
They should get a guy like Myers Leonard.
They coming to play with Bam.
Are we still so sure after what he just showed us?
Okay.
Because people like Bam.
People do like
people
Bam.
Do, yes.
Players. That's why I said.
Bam. He's a very likable person.
Yeah.
If anybody comes, they coming to play with Bam.
He's frankly Bam? Let's be honest, Bam is more likable as a person to other players than Jimmy is.
But wait, was Bam not? Who was better in this series, Bam or Jimmy?
Neither.
They watched. They were miserable both.
It was
but that's what I'm saying. Like, so we can't act like, and honestly, Bam shut down whoever he was guarding. Did Jimmy? Okay. A lot of dudes got buckets on Jimmy.
Jimmy had nothing. And I keep telling y'all, he was down on all fours. Flat.
Yeah. Flat. No, I agree.
And honestly, I don't blame. I think Jimmy.
Stop, Bryce.
No. Photoshop. Look at the other arm. I'm telling you. You can see it. Right. Look at the that other arm. Right. Look how skinny that is.
The other arm right is there. Right.
It's so cut off.
I'm looking at the jersey.
Photoshop.
I'm looking look,
wait, look at that.
He's going to have some extra time this offseason to work on that.
Look at that line behind his between his left arm and his shirt.
That is what I'm saying.
See how it curves? Yeah. Brash, you're a Photoshop expert. That's,
oh, no,
that's
not. That's bullshit. That's a bullshit picture.
Someone said we can put together a package and add Fox or Sexton next to Bam and Jimmy.
Yeah, let's put a package together and get Steph Curry. Let's put let's get Michael Jordan back. What the fuck are we doing with this chat, man? I'm going to the beach.
What about Bryn Forbes, guys? Is Bryn Forbes was fucking unbelievable this
season. I have heard like legit things about De'Aaron Fox.
But yeah, we all know.
He's connected to
Ben,
right?
I love
that is a motherfucker.
He re-upped on his contract too, but again, big contracts aren't impossible.
I call him securing the bag though.
That's beep beep. You give him the ball, he's going coast to coast.
And you're you're also dealing with one of the dumbest franchises in all of sports.
That's hello.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, they took Mo Harkless, bum ass.
You need people to run with him.
fucking LOL. Nigga, LOL. Bitch, you at home.
That nigga went for a pump fake and sat himself down for the season.
Look at him in that fucking chair in that Abbey there, sitting like he's on the
grown
bench.
Grown ass man texting LOL. Sit your ass down.
Get your sorry bum ass
down. You got
down.
Pump fake into a season
season injury. My ribs.
You remember that big ass hop step he used to take with his fucking leg be up this motherfucker? Fuck you. Sorry ass. And he used to be like he was about to play some defense. Flop that big Ronald McDonald ass shoe up. Oh, here we go. About to do something, but then get blown by.
Headband below the horizon.
Right?
He did
just
that
blind.
To Markieff Morris. Markieff Morris said, boom, three. What are you doing? With that big old sloppy ass shoe looking like fucking Sideshow Bob. Fucking Krusty the Clown ass motherfucker.
Short ass cornrows.
With your little ass. Braid. Look like they need
on the back of his neck.
Somebody them shits was so tight. His eyes was pulled all the way to his forehead.
Ben looks surprised all game. But he should have had barrettes in the back of his shit.
Just dangling.
Yeah. You know how when you think you feel something on your skin, you think it's like a bug or some shit? That was the bottom part of his cornrows on the top half of his neck.
The rubber bands.
They say, who scored?
Not you.
Go away.
Bye.
How you work out that much and still be that skinny? Shit, you fucking sorry ass.
But then Miami promised him a significant role in the offense. So
who didn't deliver?
Significant
though?
Role in our trade. Get the fuck out of here.
But that's the thing.
You a headliner.
You laughing. You had all the chances in the world. They started your ass how many games?
Exactly.
Bitch, you put up negative numbers. Right. Like negative numbers. Like you had more turnovers than points. Like
wasn't he the staple of like the COVID lineup? Wasn't he consistently in like the no Jimmy lineup?
He got minutes.
He got outplayed by Max Strus.
Ample chance.
Can we talk about how much of a wash this season was? Listen to this. This was this season. Remember when Gabe Vincent was our marquee player? Like that was the guy that was being tweeted
we had
out.
Arguments
that was this fucking season.
Moose, we had arguments on this show about Gabe Vincent or Kendrick Nunn. We wasted our goddamn time. We were me and Siobhan up
why
at 11 o'clock at night on a Wednesday.
I mean,
arguing about fucking Gabe Vincent or Kendrick Nunn.
You go
me and
Brass
just shaking our heads.
Play the hand you dealt. Shaking goddamn it!
Fuck.
Just shake play
them.
Your cards. We went bored. We went bored the whole season. It's fine.
You know what?
We may board.
That's a fantastic point, a fantastic transition, Siobhan. What I do want to do right now is I want to thank everybody right here on this panel. I want to go ahead and thank Joey, Gianni. Fuck, I'm going to forget people.
Frankie.
Brian Goins, Christian Hernandez, Frankie.
Solana.
Am I forgetting Heatbeat guys?
Brian M. Kimmy.
Brian M.
Kimmy.
everybody who has contributed so much to Hangover Time. Like, listen, this has been a shit show of a season. And I feel like we have put out a ton of really fun, really entertaining content, like Gabe Vincent, Kendrick Nunn arguments. Yeah. Okay, maybe not that. Maybe not that. That would long time, long time ago. But I feel like we have done a really good job. I just want to thank. I want to thank the audience, the Twitch audience, the subscribers, the YouTube audience. Even though all you do is yell at us and thirst after Siobhan. It's weird, it's creepy, but thank you for tuning in.
What up, YouTube chat?
Let me say real quick, before you go on, speaking of Twitch, I want to give some shout-outs. The MVP 3 subscribed for 1 month at Tier 1.
Thank you.
The Burning Boat subscribed for 6 months with Prime, which is awesome, because you know that the season doesn't end now. Like, the best is yet to come. Let's see.
Mr. And I see the chat. Moose
Tall
at the
Jaw 25. Subscribe for 3 months at Tier 1.
Thanks,
Delusional 05 gave out 2 Tier 1 subs. And Jack of Diamonds subscribed for 3 months at Tier 1. So, again, thank you to all of our supporters.
Thank
you. We appreciate the hell out of y'all. Y'all have made our shirts sell well. Like, all of our merch sells really good. The Fuck Them Numbers shirts sells great. The Hangover Time shirt sells great. Drip Drop is one of the highest selling shirts on the site. Like, you guys, the community around this show has been amazing. Like, we love you guys. And that's why we are going to continue to keep doing this. We have fun doing this. Make a little money too, but most of all, we have a good time. Like, honestly, and Brash brought this up the other day. He's like, listen, COVID sucks, but the one thing that has come out of this is, you know, every night after Heat games, we get to drink with our friends. And that's not just the people on the panel. That's all of you guys in the chat. That's all the people surrounding the show. That's even for you guys who watch the next day or listen the next morning on audio. It is. Plug the pod. Listen the next morning on audio. You can catch Hangover Time on Spotify.
Hangover Time, Locker Room, which is a recovery time, Stream Beat for the off days.
The WAP.
Pregame show. We just appreciate.
Let's also give some love to our sponsor here, Harry Blue's Gin. Thank you for getting me so fucked up through this playoff round. I'm going to give the people one more time. This is for everybody at the Heat Beat crew for making this so much fun.
Wait, hold on. I need to get something to take shots.
Do it. This is for everybody at the Heat Beat crew.
Moose.
Moose.
Filibuster.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Moose, come on. Filibuster. Do a drink at Filibuster. Come on, let's go.
For everybody that is watching us, for putting up with our bullshit, our shenanigans this year, from Moose at the Movies, Bond's Breakdown, Frankie's Review and all his shit.
Joey's,
I don't know what his name
is.
Joey's 2-hour comedy segment. What else we got? We got the ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga of the game.
Mr. Deadman.
Mr. Deadman, and a special shout out to Brass for fucking doing the amazing production all year long. I mean, we just come up with these crazy ideas, but Brass is the one that actually puts them together and makes it come to life. So, big shout out to Brass. Now that Alf is back, we end it.
I still
got thanking. Yo, I'm running out of people to thank here. You know, we're not that big of a production team right here.
Yeah, start playing the award music in the background.
Right.
And especially,
did you think
for the
Ricky
chat,
did work? For
hell no,
for
especially for the chat.
We're not doing that.
Thank you, Ricky, for directing people towards Hangover Time.
Without the chat being so supportive of everything, we wouldn't have made it through the season. So, especially to the chat, thank you all very, very much. Gotta hit them one time with a drip drop.
Oh my god, Cavassier is terrible. Why'd I
remember
that
song, Pastor Cavassier?
Everybody singing now.
Not as smooth as Harry Blue's Jam.
Why didn't I get the Harry
That's
Blue?
That's what I'm saying. Why'd you do that?
Yeah,
you
that was
with
dumb.
The Harry Blue.
That was a fucking bet. Milk was a poor choice.
Yo, I have this entire first round has been Harry Blue's. I put it to work.
Look at that, Moose. We got to probably get you to some meetings.
I think I might have a problem. I'm going to do it one more
that's
time.
That's rich coming from you, Al.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Psoriasis Jesus. Anonymous.
I'm out here with that Deadman gout.
Jaundice Anonymous.
Siobhan.
Let me see that thing, Wimbo.
I'm out here Now I shuffle into my chair every night.
Right, I think to close this out, this dog shit kind of season, we have one more clip that I think we can all
give me that highlight.
Enjoy.
Give it to us.
Look at this. LOL to that.
Yes.
The
only athletic thing he did for us.
Fuck ass.
All I gotta say to that is LOL.